It's time to speak to Paul Tanger. He's the Community Engagement Coordinator at the CFA. Good morning to you, Paul.
G'day, Steve. How are you going?
You're no stranger to this show, but we used to speak to you in the summer months, but we also speak in the winter, and it's the tail end of the chimneys, but still relevant, do you think, cleaning your chimneys?
Yeah, it is most definitely relevant all year round. Our chimneys and flues are used because some people still have the hot water service relying on the wood heater. So we need to make sure that whatever it is we do at home, regardless of the time of year, regardless of what we're doing, it's done in a safe manner.
Yeah, I've seen some interesting pictures on sites like the CFA and of how choked up a chimney can actually get to the point where it's not performing properly and not doing the right thing to leave it in that state, is it?
Exactly, and it's one of those things that, you know, it's easy to overlook. I guess it's something that needs to become a habit or a ritual, that you have a particular time where you of the year, twice a year, three times a year, four times a year, whatever it be, that you're checking the chimney, making sure there's no cracks, making sure it's clear, that all the soot and the rubbish has been cleaned out. No different to emptying the fire after you've finished using it and getting ready and preparing for the next one.
The chimney actually looks like quite an appealing home for some critters too, doesn't it, Paul?
It does too. So it's a matter of making sure, as I said, that it's clear. And when I say clear, it's not necessarily soot and other things that we've burnt. It might be that there's animals that have nested in there. There might be a bird's nest built across the top of it. So they're the things that we need to check and make sure that it is clear and that, of course, the smoke can escape from your open fire and not into the house itself.
Now, we've sort of seen the beginning of spring. Now, it's gone away again today, but are we moving into that time of year where we need to sort of prepare for the months ahead?
Well, we are. We've passed the mid-mark of August, so it will only be another week and a few days, and it'll be the first of spring. We need to turn our attention to cleaning up our property ready for summer, and you can never start too early. It's a matter of, you know, the old rituals that we talk about each year, the cleaning the gutters, mowing the grass, making sure that bushes close to the house and any other garden items are cut back so that there is a clear pathway, making sure that any of that fuel that's laying around on the ground, bark, leaves, sticks, twigs, things like that, are all cleaned up. But we need to make sure that we're disposing of it in a correct way. And one of those ways, obviously, in certain municipalities is the green waste collection. And that's one way that people can. A number of people also have automatic machines now that mulch items, turn it into mulch so that they can put it back onto the garden. But we need to make sure that if we are burning off, and if we are able to burn off, that we're doing it the way we're supposed to and we're doing it in the safest way possible.
You need permits for the burning off, though, too. That's a salient point, I'd say.
Exactly. You're right, Ali. We need to make sure that the permit is all in place. And to do that, we can jump online because permits are online now, but you must check your local council bylaws. And every municipality across Victoria will have bylaws relating to burning off. They will be different rules depending on where you are. So you do need to check what the rules are for the location that you're at. Depends on the time of the year. Of course, when we reach the fire danger period over summer, there is no burning off. But prior to that, we need to make sure that we're doing it in conjunction with and following the bylaws for the municipality that we're in.
Thanks very much, Paul. We're going to have to leave it there, but we'll speak to you next month when we're into the season proper.
Thanks, Steve. I look forward to it.
That's Paul Tangy on Gold Central Victoria.